talk about one of the most important topics on Pesach. And that is, of course, stealing the Afikoman. So stay tuned tomorrow, Mitzvah Shav. The Halacha and Drush, the Chashivas of the Minhag Yisrael to steal the Afikoman. But before we get there, we got some work to do today. Okay, Mitzvah Zachilas Matzah Kol Shiva. Mitzvah Zachilas Matzah Kol Shiva. Is there in fact a mitzvah to eat matzah for all 7 days of Pesach? So every year when you come to Pesach, you have to chazer a little piece from Truas Chatzot. If anybody's mind recalls, we have to chazer a little piece from the Chuvos of the Chassam Sofer. It's printed in Chelek Choshen Mishpat in the Hashmatos, where the Chassam Sofer reminds us, we mentioned it last week in passing, that the only mitzvah d'oraisa that we have today that involves eating is, yes you may, absolutely, is the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Mitzvah saseh shel achilas matzah mishumeres b'leil haPesach, hi yechida nish'eres lanu mikol mitzvah achilas shebechol haTorah. We don't have Karban Pesach, we don't have achilas kodshim, right? Trumos and maizos. Nothing is exactly like it. We have some things that are sort of a zecher. We eat maror is bizman is ezder abanan because we don't have Karban Pesach. It's the only achila daraisa. So Chassam Sofer says it's a mitzvah that comes around once a year. Now, for how long does it come around? That's what we're going to discuss. Does it come around for one night? Does it come around for 1 week? We'll see. V'im gam hi lo to'ila bi'adeinu b'shleimus. He writes at the end of the line. If you don't do this mitzvah 100%, if you don't give this mitzvah your all, hayitav b'nei Hashem chalila chalila. Hashem says, I allowed you to have one opportunity to involve achila in a mitzvah d'araisa, and you're not going to take advantage of it. The big tzaddikim all had an appreciation, of course, for achilas matzah. The Shulchan Kadosh writes, Maseches Pesachim Oslam Etes, that I've seen people who kiss the matzah and the mar. Not only the matzah, the mar. Kiss the mar, that's a madriga. V'chol mitzvah space mitzvahsim. Anything. The sukkah, when they walk in and out of the sukkah, they would kiss it. When they pick up the dal and meet him, they would kiss it. To show what? A chavivas of a mitzvah. And if you're curious, if this is just something that we find in the post Shulchan Aruch period, it's not true. He quotes the Ramah in our Chaim Simon Chav David, where what? That it's proper for a person to kiss one tzitzis. One should kiss his tzitzis, which should be worn out at all times to remind you to do the mitzvos. If anyone, by the end of this year, you'll have a... I'm not going to say one more word about tzitzis this year, but you'll have a new appreciation by the end of this year why we wear our tzitzis out, okay? And anyone who can explain that at the end of this year means you're listening very well. Okay? So we kiss the matzah because we love the matzah. You kiss the mezuzah, you kiss the matzah, you kiss the maror, you kiss mitzvahs, you kiss your tzitzis, you kiss your tefillin. It's a big mitzvah to show a chavivas of the mitzvah by kissing the mitzvah. And of course the Bar Ditchever and the Eser Oros, which is a collection from different tzaddikim, in Ma'areches Gimel, which is all about the Bar Ditchever, it says that the Bar Ditchever, with tremendous eslavas, when a chefza shal mitzvah would come his way, for example, the matzah shal mitzvah would come his way, he would kiss them, and he would hug them, and he would show great love to the mitzvah. Hakol v'lahavas shal heves kasirat mamish in the fiery way that only the Bar Ditchever could do. So Baruch Hashem, in less than a week, or Bosa, in less than 1 week, we have the opportunity to do a mitzvah. That's a very unique and special mitzvah. But obviously, if it comes around for such a short period of time, you want to maximize it. But also, if we can extend the mitzvah, if we can get the mitzvah to have a longer lasting quality, more opportunities, then all the better. So the question we have to figure out today, we're going to talk in halacha for most of this year, and then at the end maybe a little bit in drush. And that is, again, what exactly is the nature of this mitzvah? Chassam Sofer says, it's the only mitzvah that rice you have to. But how long does it last? Be'erev tohu matzah. So you eat matzah at night. And what about the rest of Pesach? Do I get credit if I eat matzah on the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, b'chulu, days of Pesach? Okay, so we'll start with the psukim. So everyone got a chance to look. Those who got Seder had a chance to look at the psukim in Parshas Bo, in source number 4. And if you were just, again, reading the literal pshat in the psukim, Pasuk Nesvav, Shivas Yamim Matzos Tochelu. Okay, so for 7 days, matzah should be consumed. Ach bayom arishon dashbisus ormi batechem. Bayom arishon, which is of course erev Pesach, can't be on Pesach. It's too late to get rid of the chametz. Bayom arishon and erev Pesach, as I understand, you should already get rid of or chametz, because anyone who eats chametz is going to be in big trouble, is going to get karis. Okay, what happens in pasuk tazayin? It tells us that there's a yom tov, there's an isur malacha. What happens in pasuk yud zayin? It tells us there's a concept of shmira when it comes to matzos. What happens in pasuk yud ches? It tells us the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Pasuk tazvav is just setting the background, the framework of chametz and matzah. Pasuk Yud Ches tells us be'erev tochlu matzos. Barishon barbas yom lachodesh be'erev tochlu matzos ad yom ha'echad be'esrim lachodesh ba'erev. Again, it sounds like you should be eating matzah when?
Also.
The whole week. That's Pashup Shad. Next Pasuk Yud Ches, again it wraps up, again chametz matzah. Shivas yamim, for 7 days, so'ur lo yimatzi v'atechem, you shouldn't have chametz. If you do, you're going to get kares. And then Pasuk Chav, B'chol Moshe Seichem Tochu Matzos. So again, Pasuk Pshat, if you're just reading the Pesukim, it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in us eating matzah for all 7 days. And the truth is, if you look at the Mefarshei HaPshat, if you look at the Mefarshim on Chumash, who are not scared to often say something different than Chazal, a different interpretation of the literal explanation of the Pasuk, which sometimes comes out very funny, and you say, why would that be? Why do I need to know a completely non-halachic explanation? But from today's sugya, you'll actually understand a lot better why Ibn Ezra will sometimes say something different than Chazal. Or why the Rashbam will say something different than Chazal. How did Ibn Ezra understand these psukim? So in source number 5, Ibn Ezra says, Shivas yamim matzos tochelu. That's it. Pashup Shad. Shivas yamim matzos tochelu. Zecher lachi losam b'tzeischem Mitzrayim. The whole week you should eat matzah. Why? That was the mitzvah for them. There wasn't chametz. And he goes on, he describes, they left very quickly, and the mitzvah drowned, and that whole time, that whole week, until the mitzvah drowned, what did they have with them? They were eating the matzah that they took with them. And he concludes 3 lines at the end, v'kocha kosov ala pesach. You find the parshas where Shivas Yamim Tochal, I love matzos lachamori. You should eat with it the Karban Pesach matzah. Vinei, and again Shivas Yamim, right? Pashup Shah, Shivas Yamim for 7 days. Vinei Hizkir ala Pesach Shivas Yamim Tochal, right? Dot 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 matzos, because Tochal I love matzos. And concludes the Ibn Ezra Chil al Derech Hapshat. Chil. Now Chil doesn't necessarily mean an absolute obligation. It means at the very least you can say what you should. You should. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to eat matzah. It's a kiyum of Hashem's desire that for 7 days Jews should eat matzah. Yes.
What does the
erev
tochlu matzah mean?
The erev tochlu matzah means that there's an added significance to eating matzah on Leil HaSeder. Right? What did you say? Very good, very good. Right? There's an extra sweetness to the eating of the matzah. Yeah, there's an extra element of, but certainly it's something that a Kaddish Baruch Hu encourages. Does a person get schar for it? So if you look at the Chizkuni, this is such an important hashkafic Chizkuni to be aware of. The Chizkuni says that there are different types of mitzvos, and they come with different types of, perhaps, reward. Ela al yidei dochak yesh lomar. There are certain things you're expected to do. And if you do it, you get a reward. If you don't do it, you get a punishment. Kagon. Matzah b'layla harishon. That was Yoni's question. Why do you have to say be'erev tochlu matzos? Because the expectation on Leil HaSeder is much more elevated. And therefore, choosing to do so, or not really choosing, accepting the tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do so will come with a reward. Failure to do so, being mevatel that mitzvah saseh, will presumably come with a punishment. It's not just that I missed out on an opportunity. There are consequences. But there are other things where what? Where it's entirely optional. And therefore what? You don't necessarily get rewarded if you do it, and you don't get punished if you don't do it. What would be an example of that? Kegon matzah milil rishon ve'elach. Matzah the rest of the week, you're not going to get a reward per se if you do it. You're not going to get punished if you don't do it. If you want to go the entirety of Pesach on steak and potatoes, no problem. Mikol makom, look what he says. Shivas yamim matzos tocheluk. But the Torah does say So why be'erev tochlu matzos does it come with scharva onesh, and shivas yamim matzos tochelu comes with nothing? Klomar im ocho matzah kol shivas yamim. You're mekayim this pasuk of shivas yamim matzos tochelu. So Chizkuni is introducing us to a very fascinating concept that there could be something which is encouraged by the Torah, and a person should strive to fulfill it in a literal sense, right? Such as the tzitzis that one should wear out in accordance with the Torah, in order to be mekayim what the Torah says, you should see the tzitzis. Okay? What do you mean? I'm mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis if I have a four-cornered garment that has tzitzis, even if my strings are tucked in. But seeing the tzitzis is what the literal shot in the Torah is. And therefore, Chizkuni is telling us, if the Torah says something, you should strive to do it. Sometimes it's higher stakes. Sometimes you have to do it. And if you fail to do it, you'll be punished for it. And other times, it's just something that seems to be recommended. Don't expect any great schar for it, per se. But it seems like it's still something that we're being encouraged to do, like Ibn Ezra said. It's part of the Exodus experience and how Klal Yisrael left. And therefore, we should try to mekayim it in a literal fashion. Now again, these interpretations of the psukim are not how Chazal learned the pasuk. Chazal had to look in Shmos, Devarim, a whole bunch of psukim, and figure out what's the chiyuv, what's optional here. Rashi summarized it for us very well in source number 7. Shivas yamim matzos tochelu. You look over there in Parshas Bo, for 7 days you eat matzah. Uva makom acher hu omer sheishes yamim tochel matzos. For 6 days you should eat matzos. What's the end of that pasuk? 6 days eat matzah. On the seventh day, atzeres, it'll be yom tov. Okay, there's no mention of matzah on that seventh day. So it sounds like you don't have to eat matzah on the seventh day. So says Rashi, comes to teach us that on Shvi Shal Pesach, eino chov alecho matzah. The first night, there's a chiyuv. The last night, there's not. Ubevashalo yochol chametz. The only thing you have to continue to do is avoid chametz. Minayin af shishir eshus. So if you're telling me that the seventh, right, the seventh is only an Isra Malacha, it's a Yom Tov, but there's no matzah because it's Sheishas Yamin. So it sounds at this point in Rashi, I would think that the 6 days are obligatory. There is an expectation to eat matzah during the 6 days. Talmud Lomar, Sheishas Yamin, and the fact that there's this link, just like the seventh day is optional, so too the 6 days are optional. Zomida B'Torah, Davar Shai B'Chlap. There was an exception. It comes to teach us about, right? It comes to reflect back on the larger picture. And therefore, Mashvi Rishus, Avshisha Rishus. Okay? So now at this point, it sounds like there's never an obligation to eat matzah. I just have to avoid chametz. Concludes Rashi, Yochol Af Laila Rishon Rishus. Based on what I've learned from the pasuk in Bo and the pasuk in Re'eh, I would think there's no obligation at all to eat matzah. So therefore the Torah goes out of its way, back in Parshas Bo, to specifically mention, no, Talmud Lomar, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, Hakasuv Kava'o Chov. So there is an obligation, an absolute chiyuv, on the night of Pesach. Now Rashi got this from the Gemara Psalm of Kuf Chaf Amid Aleph. The one little difference that Rashi edited out for us is that the Gemara initially says that the source for eating matzah is al matzos umarorim yochluhu. You should eat it with matzah and mar. But the Gemara says that's only true in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. How do you know, like the Chazam Sofer told us, that even bizman azeh there's a mitzvah to araisa to eat matzah? Be'erev tochlu matzos. Okay, this is where Rashi got it from. And this is how he passed in halacha l'maisa. I'm sure everyone saw the Shulchan Aruch, source number 9. Ein chiyuv achilas matzah, ela belayla harishon bavad. The chiyuv of eating matzah is only on the first night. Mishnah Brura says, be'erev tochlu matzos. That's it. But then, the Mishnah Brura, who's writing lehalacha, so he's not just going to put things in that he doesn't think we should consider. He's putting something in that we need to think about. And he writes in source number 10 where it's bolded. Uveshem agra kasru. Da'al koponim mitzvah ika lecho matzah kol shiva el sheinu chiyuv. Oh. The Gra says that even though the Gemara makes it sound like the other days it's a reshus, we'll have to see how the Gra explains this, but the punchline is that there is a mitzvah for one who chooses to eat matzah throughout the course of Pesach. You don't have to. You could take, again, the meat and potatoes diet. Right? You can't eat chametz. Everyone understands that. Right? But if I choose to eat matzah, is that worth anything? Chizkuni told us. It's recommended, but don't expect any schar. The Gra says, no. You're mekayim a mitzvah. Every additional, perhaps kazayis that you eat, your kazayis being a shir for achila, you're mekayim a mitzvah daraisa. You're mekayim the pasuk that says for 7 days you should eat matz. Okay, what is the source of this girl? So there's an important sefer. Hopefully, some of us know about it. It's called the Maaser Rav. What does that literally mean, Maaser Rav? The actions of the Rav, right? There were certain people who were called the Rav. Or Salvechik was called the Rav. Kork was sometimes called the Rav. Right? Harav.
Rav
Kalder was called the Rav. Called the Rav? Okay. Talmidim of the Gra called the Gra the Rav. Okay, so Maaser Rav means these are the hanhagos, the practices of our Rebbe. Our Rebbe the Gra. And the Gra writes in Simen Kof Pehei. He quotes the pasuk, Shivas Yamim Tochel Matzos, right? And he says that matzah called Shiva is a mitzvah. Matzah for all 7 days is a mitzvah. What do you mean it's a mitzvah? It's not the Gemara said it's a reshus. It's totally optional. So the Gemara says optional doesn't mean you don't get anything for it if you choose to do it. Optional means you don't have to do it. Right? It's interesting if you look. I don't get too far off topic here, but if you look at Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos, when we talk about Tefilas Arvis Reshus, right? So what does that mean? Marvis Reshus. So, already in Rishonim, you find exactly this idea that the Gemara is about to say, you find in the writings of the Rishonim. The Eino Koril of Rishus, El Lagabe Laila Rishona Shechova. It's Rishus compared to the Iker Chiyuv, which is that Kazayas are going to eat up the Seder. But it's not Rishus to say that it's totally optional. Same thing, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah say in Maseches Brachos, Lagabe Marv. Marv is called Rishus. So what? That means Marv is just totally Hefker? So if some Rishonah maybe said originally, yeah, it was a total Rishus. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no. It's Rishus in the sense that compared to Shachar and Mincha, the expectation is less. That's all it means by Rishus. So says the Gra, that's all the Gemara meant when it called Matzah, the other days of Pesach, a Rishus. It was only Rishus l'gabi the Chiyuv of the first night. U'mitzvah l'gabi chov, a Rishus karila. Afalpiche, and look what he writes, where it's bolded, mitzvah midaraisu. You eat a kazayis of Matzah, it's a great opportunity. Don't forget the chsam sofer. It's a great opportunity to become a mitzvah daraisa with achila. Now, the next little part is a little cryptic. Okay? Let me know if you figured this part out. V'chein pirshu yom tov ein tzarech os pesach b'matzah sukkis b'sukkah. Okay, I want to take a minute to explain that line because it's very fascinating. How many people in the room have a minhag to wear a practice of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Raise your hand. No one here wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Not one person in the room? Okay. I do not. I did when I was a kid, actually. In my younger years, I did. And then we were mevatel that minhag in the presence of a rabbinic court. Okay. What's that discussion about? Wearing tefillin, not wearing tefillin. Why don't you wear tefillin on Shabbos? Shabbos is an os. I don't need tefillin to be an os. Now, should I wear tefillin on Sukkot, on Chol HaMoed Sukkot? Should I wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed Pesach? Well, it depends if there's an os. So the question is, what makes the os? What makes the os on Shabbos? If it's the fact that I refrain from malacha, is that the os? Well, then on Chol HaMoed, there are malachas that you're allowed to do. There's 5 categories of malacha that you're allowed to do. In which case, you don't have the os. In which case, you should put on tefillin. But if the os is not so much refraining from malacha, if the os of Shabbos is the fact that Shabbos has certain mitzvos that generate a kedushas hayom, so says the Gra, what's the os? He says the os of Chol HaMoed is not the refraining from malacha, because then you don't have the os. The os is the mitzvah of the Moed. So what's the mitzvah of Sukkot? Sitting in the Sukkah. What's the mitzvah of Pesach? What's the mitzvah of Pesach on Chol HaMoed? Says the Gra, Pesach b'matzah Sukkot b'sukkah. Matzah throughout, and this is just one of the many proofs, right? That's why it's brought in the Maaser Rav, but Od Kama Rayos. The Gra had many proofs of this idea that he held that again, that the matzah throughout Pesach is the os. Well, if there's no connection to the matzah, if matzah is worthless throughout Pesach, so then how is it an os? It says the Gra, it's not worthless. It's a reshus compared to the first night, but it's very much not worthless. It counts as it's a real opportunity to become a mitzvah d'oraisa. Yeah.
Isn't there a direct link to the Korban,
Pesach,
and
Matzah? Okay, we're going to get to that. We'll see a further proof that might be connected. We'll come back to that. Yeah?
Why isn't Chol HaMoed compared to, like, because there still isn't Isser Malacha.
Okay.
This five.
Right, but it's not.
Yom Tov.
So you're saying the starting point, you're being mechazik the inyan of Isser Malacha and Chol HaMoed. It's machlokas if it's an Isser Daraisa or Isser Darabanan to do Malacha and Chol HaMoed. So you're right. The starting point has to be that everything's Asr, right? In my mind, the starting point has to be. We last year we spoke a little about Chol HaMoed. So I pointed out at the time, if you look at the first mission of Moed Katan, how does it begin? Mashkin, based on Shlachin, you're allowed to water a field that's desperately in need of water. So I think it's the Poras Yosef in the back of the Gemara. One of the like the little commentators in the back. Poras Yosef next to the Cheshek Shlomo. Poras Yosef says, what about, why are you starting with Heter? Start with what the Isser is, and then give the leniency. So he says, no. Because when you come into Mesechus Moed Katan, you already know that what? You've already learned Mesech Shabbos, you've already learned Mesechus Beitza, presumably. So you know the starting point in your mind for Chol HaMoed is that it's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov, everything's awesome. Now we talk about the Heterim. But you have to approach Chol HaMoed with the severity that I can't do anything on Chol HaMoed unless I know what the Heter is. Right? Now turning on the light of Chol HaMoed, the Heter to do that. What's the Heter? Tzorich Yom Tov. Okay, so there's a lot of Heterim on Chol HaMoed, and many of them we're able to use, but you have to know what you're doing on Chol HaMoed. You have to treat Chol HaMoed with a little bit of that same intensity of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay? That has to be sort of the starting point in the mindset. Okay? And the Gra goes on. The Gra, like the Berditchever, like the Shlag called their shoulders, those who Anche Maisa, Chasidim, who kissed the Matzah, the Gra was called Hagon HaChosid Mivilna. So the Gra was a Chassid. Don't be mistaken by the fact that he had a Hisnagdus, to Chassidus. The Gra was a Chassid. And he loved the mitzvah of Matzah all 7 days. Uve Yom Tov Achron Ayochel Suda Shlishis. Achel Pish Shalo Ayochel Shalosh Suudos Beshar Yom Tov. Vibne Chavivas, Mitzvahs, Achilas Matzah, Shizmana Holech. The Gra would have a Shalashuris at the end of Yom Tov. Why? To get in those last Kazesim of Matzah. Because every Kazayis is a mitzvah. And the Gra wanted another opportunity and another opportunity and another opportunity. So down to the wire, the Gra would continue to eat the matzah to show his love for this optional mitzvah d'oraisa that the Gra took full advantage of. And then the last thing that it's brought here in the Maaser Rav, which I want to just comment on for a moment, and that is he says that on Motzei Yom Tov Mishdad Litom Chametz. Right away, the Gra, after Pesach, would be in the pizza store. Right away, you want to taste chametz. There's even a Kabbalah tradition that what? That the Gra would make Avdal and Motzei Yom Tov on beer, on chametz. Now, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Halicha Shlomo on Pesach, in the footnotes, says he's not really convinced that that's true. And he says, don't tell me the Maaser Rav says that, because the Maaser Rav does not say that. The Maaser Rav says he was Mishtadel on Motzei Yom Tov at some point to eat some chametz, because the Gra wanted to recognize that sharp transition from the world of matzah back to the world of chametz, and it was part of his achana, getting ready for the following year's achilas matzah. The Gra would refrain from eating matzah all year round. That's the last line here, right? The Gra throughout the year would refrain from eating matzah because he wanted to show a certain, again, chavivus for the mitzvah, to save the matzah for the right moment, like we saw in the Rambam last week, to create a heker. It should be identifiably an achila l'shem mitzvah. So again, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach does not think that the Gra got a bottle of beer from his non-Jewish neighbor immediately after Yom Tov, made Avdal on it. But at some point after the Yom Tov, the Gra wanted to acknowledge that up until this point it's been a mitzvah, albeit an optional one. And from this point forward, now we're back in the realm of chametz. Okay, so this is the Shita of the Gra. What's interesting is that the Aruch HaShulchan brings this Shita, just the Kabbalah. He says, I've heard such an approach. He doesn't quote anyone, but he writes 4 lines from the end where it's bolded. V'da dekach mikublani, da'af agav de'in chov asmatza rak balay l'rishon, mikol mako mitzvah lecho matza kol yimei ha-pesach. I've heard, I have a tradition, that you get something for every kazayis that you eat. And it's a mitzvah to eat matzah throughout the days of Pesach. Why did I put the Aruch HaShulchan on the sheet? Because I want you to listen to this last line that he says. Because we're going to come back to it at the end of this year. He says, the Torah tells us, Shivas Yamim, Matzos Tochelu. I know it says Tochelu Matzos in front of you. That's not the pasuk. It's Matzos Tochelu. V'hadukarila Rishus. Bishun the mitzvah legabe chover Rishus karila. It's called Rishus only compared to the more pressing chiyuv of the Leil Seder. But then look what he writes in the last line. It's a very beautiful lashon. V'mnei she'ein ze mitzvah sasei, ela ratzon Hashem. not a mitzvah in the sense that it's not expected, it's not commanded, but it's clearly God's will. Sheyochlu b'nei Yisrael matzah kol yimei Pesach. God desires that Jews eat matzah on Pesach. It's ratzon, it's a kiyum of the ratzon Hashem. Not a chiyuv, you can even call it a reshus, but don't think that it's nothing. Because every kazayis that you eat is a fulfillment of what? The Torah says, shivas yamim matzos tocheyu. And that's ratzon Hashem. If it's in the pasuk, that means it's part of the ratzon Hashem. Now, this idea that the Gra is introducing us to, this idea of an optional mitzvah, is a very strange thing. What does the word mitzvah mean? A commandment. So what do you mean a mitzvah that you can choose to do? It seems to go against the very nature of the word mitzvah. But the Svarim refer to this as a mitzvah kiyumis. A mitzvah kiyumis. A mitzvah that if you choose to do, right, then you're mekayim the mitzvah. Not a chiyuv, not a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. So turn to the back. I gave you a photocopy of the Mipnine Hara from Rav Schechter, Shlita, our Rosh Yeshiva. Not going to read so much inside now, but I want to just raise one point, because in the Hakdama, the Mipnine Hara, which is Rav Schechter recording some of the Torahs from Rav Soloveitchik, he puts together a whole list of mitzvos that fall into this category. Okay, I just want to outline six of them for you, that he presents here. First, he writes in the opening paragraph, just read where it's underlined, he says, "De'etzleinu hagon tzarach shiyeh gam tzadik v'kol hanagos of Torah." He says, in the secular world, you can be a person who's an expert in your field, and you can be a jerk, you can be a not nice person, you can be a person who's not an ethical person, right? But you happen to be just really awesome at whatever it is that you do. You're a great basketball player, or you're a really good lawyer, or a really good doctor. You're not a good person. But it doesn't matter, because you can perform brain surgery better than anyone else, so I'm going to use you as my doctor, God forbid, if I needed such a procedure. Yeah? In Torah, it doesn't work like that. In Torah, the expectation is that it's not enough to just acquire brilliance, gaonus, but a person is expected to be a tzaddik as well. And a tzaddik means that every move that a person makes, not only when he's performing his craft, his profession, but every move he makes is calculated. And then Rav Schechter goes on to talk about what does it mean to be calculated? To be calculated means that I look for opportunities to serve Hashem. And that's how he gets onto this topic of a mitzvah kiyumis. And he writes in the next paragraph, "Kein zahei rabbeinu od bizdamnus acheres, shemeetzem ha'uvda, sheruba deruba shagadol Yisrael meshach kol shenos ha'galus, lo azrus medinas megureim lavur ledor beret Yisrael." The Rav brought a very interesting raya. The Rav says, from the fact that so many great Jews, gadol Yisrael, did not make it a priority in their own lives to what? To return to Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael. It must be that there's no chiyuv to live in Eretz Yisrael. Because again, how could they not do it if there was a chiyuv expecting them to live in Eretz Yisrael? Yesh lanu luma mizeh gufa, from the practices of, right, Maiserah, the Gros Sefer, Maiserah, the way that a Rav acts, you have to be able to learn from. So, for the fact that these Jews did not return to Eretz Yisrael, Osha mitzvah lagur ba'aretz is not a zerak mitzvah kiyumis. It could be that living in Eretz Yisrael is what? Is nothing more than a mitzvah kiyumis. Not nothing more, it's very chashuv. But it's not a chiyuv. Oh, shemachas eisa shen sibos acheros peturim hayu michomas alviv. But it's not that they just wouldn't go, right, camping. There has to be a halachically driven reason why they didn't go. Maybe they held that it was a mitzvah kiyumis. And then he quotes from none other than Harav Avishai David, Shlita.
Yes.
Some of you know him well, from Yeshiva. He quotes him here as Rabbi Avishai David from Ramat Beit Shemesh, who said that the Rav told him, the Rav's position on this matter was, that living in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh is a mitzvah kiyumis. There's no absolute obligation to go. Certainly one who goes will reap the benefits in a very, very significant way. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in Truvos and Eben Ezra has a similar thing. What does he quote as another example? In the bottom of page Tes, bottom two lines, "Umusag zed the mitzvah kiyumis v'tzinu b'shem agra le'inyin achilas matzah b'shar yivos ha'pesach." The classic example of mitzvah kiyumis is eating matzah over the course of Pesach. Turn the page. Top of page Yod, he gives another example. A third example. The Nitziv in his commentary on Torah, Parshas B'chukosai, where the Torah talks about Maiser Behema. Who gets Maiser Behema? You look at the Chumash, the Torah says, you take one-tenth of your animals, you bring it, you offer part of it as a karban, and what happens to the meat? Who eats the meat? Rashi says, look over there, Parshas B'chukosai, Rashi says, that the basar is nechal abalim. the owner of the carbon. You don't have to give it to a kohen. It's eaten by the owners. Rashi even goes out of his way to say, "V'lo matzinu she'e b'saro nitein l'kohanim." We don't find that it was given to kohanim. Says Rosh Hechter, according to the Netziv, we do find that people often would give the meat to kohanim. Why? The Torah says it's yours. T'chein mevur b'sefer divrei hayamim she'nasnu ma'aser zeh l'kohanim. Apparently, you find somewhere else in Tanakh, in Sefer Divrei Hayamim, that people customarily would give the meat to kohanim. They don't have to. It's clear as day, in Chumash, Rashi, you don't have to, but there was a practice to. Why? It must be that even though this is not one of the Matnos Kahuna that a Kohen absolutely must receive, a person who chooses to give it to the Kohen is Mekayim a Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah Kiyumitz, a third example. Trumos and Maestros, he says. Certain aspects of Trumos and Maestros also. You could avoid it entirely. If you choose to get involved with it, you get schar. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. Tefillah. According to the Ramban, there is no chiyuv to daven every single day. But if you choose to get involved with davening, then you get schar. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a positive thing that a Kodesh Baruch Hu desires. And therefore, one who chooses to do so is able to, again, get reward for it. And lastly, he gives a sixth and final example. He says, Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah on Sheni V'Chamishi is not a chiyuv per se, right? But again, you're Mekayim, a mitzvah, if you choose to do so. So these are six very interesting examples. Number one, living in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, eating matzah over the course of Pesach. Number three, choosing to give Meiser Behema to a Kohen instead of eating it yourself. Number four, Trumos and Maestros, Tefillah and Kriyas HaTorah. These are all examples of mitzvos that a person, if he wants, again, could get around, could avoid to a certain degree. But if you choose to do so, we call it a mitzvah kiyumis. Okay? So we have to work through this idea. What is this idea of a mitzvah kiyumis? Again, something you could choose to do. You don't have an absolute obligation to do so. But it's kind of recommended, it's Ratzon Hashem. What does that mean? Yeah, all right.
So if a person does choose to get involved with so like there are a lot of like repercussions a person could face if you have to do them like, exactly that.
Okay.
Like for example, matzah, if it's past, you know, the time that it takes to bake, like the 18 minutes, and the person could.
So you're saying there's another spot. Right? Meaning, maybe take the meat and potatoes approach. And that way, I don't have to be concerned that, you know, maybe the matzah that I'm eating is not even kosher l'pesach. Okay. There's always going to be a counterbalance, but assuming that the matzah was, you know, made to the best of our ability, we could spend all of Pesach being paranoid like that. But it's an interesting counterbalance that, hold on a second, if the goal is to avoid chametz, so why would I want to involve myself with something that's risky? Why don't I just eat potatoes all Pesach and then I'm safe? Interesting idea. It is an interesting idea. Okay. According to the Gra, let's work with the Gra for a minute. The Gra says every kazayas matzah you eat is a mitzvah. I know that wasn't exactly his lashon, but every right time you eat matzah, you're makayim a mitzvah, daraisa. Should you make a bracha of alachilas matzah every time you eat matzah? Now let's contrast that with something. What do we want to contrast it with right away? Say in the sukkah. You walk into a sukkah. Right? Hopefully you're in the sukkah. But every time you engage in the mitzvah of sukkah, throughout the course of sukkahs, you recite the bracha of Leishem Basukkah. So why when it comes to matzah, we all know that the practice is not that way. Why? Why should that be so? So the obvious answer would be that the Gra is wrong. That it's not a mitzvah. And therefore, you're not going to make a bracha Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvos HaVetzivanu because there is no mitzvah. Is it possible that the Gra is wrong? Are the Rishonim who discuss this issue? So if you look in the Sefer HaItur, in source 14, and if you look at the Orchos Chaim, in source 15, right, amongst the Gedolei HaRishonim, right, the Baal HaItur, in source 14, one of the Chachmei Provence, again lived in the 1100s, right, again, the time of the Baal HaTosfos. So he writes, he says, if you'll ask me about this question, why do you make a bracha on the sukkah and not on the matzah? He writes where it's bolded, Mistabra, Besukkah ki ba'i l'mecha besukkah ika la mitzvah saseh. You're mekayim mitzvah besukos teshvu. Aval gabe matzah ki ba'i l'mecha leka alav mitzvah saseh the matzah. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah over the course of Pesach. The Erev Tochlu Matzos. That's it. That's the only chiyuv. That's the only mitzvah. The rest of the time it's reshus, which means that what? It's not a mitzvah at all. Not like the Gros said, it's reshus because it's less than the chiyuv. No, it's entirely optional. And he says, what is the mitzvah that you're being mekayim over the course of the rest of Pesach? You're being mekayim the mitzvah of baal tochal chametz, don't eat chametz. That's what you're really focused on. You're not focused on matzah. That's ori svara almost. Why am I getting involved with matzah? Let's focus on the ikra chiyuv, which is avoiding chametz. Okay? And the Orchas Chaim also. We saw the Orchas Chaim last week. Remember, anyone remember what the Orchas Chaim said last week? Anyone would make me really happy? What did he say? I'll give you a second to think.
Can we have a little bit more?
In the sugya of Achilas Matzah on Erev Pesach, the Orchas Chaim was the one who said, Yesh Omrim, what? Yesh Omrim, that maybe, he said it, he quoted the Baal Mor, and then he didn't quote the Ramban, he just said, B'shem Yesh Omrim, that maybe, that the Isser of eating Matzah on Erev Pesach starts when? At the night. And we tried to line that up with the Ramban. Right? Who held that from the time of B'digas Chametz already, you've begun the process of getting married to the Matzah. Okay, that was the Orchas Chaim. So he's a Rishon. So he also writes, by his writings on Pesach, he says, when you sit in a sukkah, what are you doing? Mekayim mitzvah. When you eat matzah, what are you doing? You're having lunch. He says there's nothing to it. You're just having lunch. So according to these Rishonim, again, there's really no mitzvah of eating matzah. They're basically arguing on the Gra. In which case, it's not even a question at all. If I'm going to recite a bracha when I eat the matzah, no way. It's entirely optional. And it's not even a mitzvah kiyumis in the eyes of these Rishonim. Some people say that the Baal HaMa'or in Psachim is the one who actually lines up with the Gra. Perhaps this is the source in the Rishonim for the Shita of the Gra. The Baal HaMa'or gives a different answer. Baal HaMa'or has the same question. Why do I make a bracha? We're in source 16. Why do I make a bracha every time I go to the sukkah? And why don't I make a bracha when I eat matzah? He says a very different answer. What does he say? He writes, where it's bolded, V'yesh l'hashiv, L'fisha adam yachol b'shar yamim, lamud below achilas matzah. Do I have to eat matzah? I don't have to eat matzah. I could take the potato approach. V'yinizon ba'orez b'dochen, v'chol minei peros. The sukkah is unavoidable. Why? Because I have to sleep at some point. And all sleeping is expected, again, barring the heterim, but even Hashenas Arai, halacha l'maisa, is meant to be slept where? In the sukkah. So I have to sleep at some point. There's no two ways about it. If I have to sleep, it means I have to get involved with the sukkah. The fact that I have to get involved with the sukkah allows me to make a bracha when I go to the sukkah. But I don't have to get involved with the matzah. I don't have to. I can avoid it the whole time. And therefore, matzah is not eligible for a bracha throughout the latter days of Pesach. But what's he implying? What's the Baal HaMa'or implying? Why didn't he give the more simple answer? Why didn't he say, like the Sefer HaYitzur? Why didn't he say, like the Orchas Chaim? Why didn't he say the matzah is just not a mitzvah? Why does he have to say, you can't make a bracha on it because you could go around it? He's not so fast to say it's not a mitzvah. You know why? If you look in the Avnei Nezer, in his Tshuva, or Achayim Shinai and Zayin, at the very end, this actually is the very end of his Tshuva, he writes, Mikol Makom, he quotes the Baal HaMa'or, and he writes where it's bolded, Mikol Makom, Lamadu She'im Ochel Matzah B'Shar Yamim, who owes a mitzvah. He didn't say it's not a mitzvah. He said, because you don't have to have a relationship with matzah over the course of Pesach, you could avoid it, so therefore, it's not eligible for bracha. But he did not say it's not a mitzvah. It's mashma, in fact, that he holds it is a mitzvah over the course of Pesach. Kamosha osa mitzvah, ochel besukah b'chol achai. It is a mitzvah. Again, he's just working on the technicality of why do you not make a bracha. But as far as it being a mitzvah, it's 100%. The Baal HaMa'or is mashma, that it is, in fact, a mitzvah. Okay, yes. So,
mitzvah. And you're saying that the eating matzah is not only a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah just like the first night, or there's different levels?
Right, so we still have to
see. Could he be saying that it's...
Presumably he's taking like the Gros approach. It's a mitzvah kumis.
But if he's saying that it's like eating a sukkah,
yeah,
the whole chag, is it not a mitzvah
d'oraisa? It is a mitzvah d'oraisa. We're also called eating matzah by choice a mitzvah d'oraisa. We're just saying, you can't make a bracha on it because there's no kriyas to it. It can be entirely avoided. So it's not worthy of an asher kindishana. But that doesn't mean that it's not a worthwhile thing, and it doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It is a mitzvah d'oraisa. If you choose to do it, it's a very worthwhile endeavor. Yes?
Do normally mitzvahs kumis, do you make a bracha on it? Or?
Okay, so that's so hold off on that for 1 second. I wanna good. Hold off on that for one moment, please. Okay, the Magen Avraham is very clear. This Magen Avraham you'll see is in Tafresh Lamed Tes. That's by Sukkah. So the Magen Avraham says, "Mashein mavarchen al matzah kol zayin, hayne mishum shein mitzvah ba'achilas." Okay, so the Magen Avraham seems to be passing again, not like the Gra. It's not a mitzvah at all. He's taking the more straightforward approach of the Itter and the Orchas Chaim. That is, it's just simply not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to do, to have anything to do with it. The mitzvah is El Shein Ochel Chametz. That's the mitzvah. Don't eat chametz. But there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. But again, according to the Gra, who argues, Baal Maor, is there room to discuss maybe making a bracha? The Baal Maor follows. Right, Baal Maor perhaps is the source for the Shita Sagra, and he still feels there's no bracha for technical reasons. What's a fascinating historical bit is this tshuva from the Maharsham. Who is the Maharsham? Have you heard of the Maharsham? Yeah. Maharsham wrote a famous work of halacha called Das Torah. Das Torah, it's a 4-volume set. I have it at home, very, very good. Maharsham, in the back of the Maharsham's Torah, I read this once, I don't remember where I read this. In the back of the Maharsham's Torah, his personal copy, he wrote in the back a certain date. He said, on this date, I finished learning the Torah with the Bach and the Beis Yosef, v'chulu, with all the commentaries. I finished it, he wrote either 100 or 101st time. He had mamish been through, he was one of the gedolei aposkim, often seen as a mekel, as a posig, but it was a major, major posig. His name was Rav Shalom Mordechai HaKohen Shwadron. Rav Shalom Shwadron, sounds like another Rav Shalom Shwadron. Yes, that was his grandfather. I mean, that was his grandson, right? The famous Maggid of Yerushalayim. He was named for Rav Shalom Mordechai HaKohen Shwadron, the Maharsham. Maharsham died in 1911. So the Maharsham has many, many volumes of tshuvos. He had a tshuva, he was written a question one time by a certain Rav, I don't recognize the name, Shalom Gutman, okay? And he asked him the following, V'alderach she'elasa, where it's bolded, He'yoshenogu sham kama anashim, al-pian hagas, echor ha-mechuna b'shem tzadik. There was a certain yid who people apparently held to be a tzaddik, and this tzaddik told people that you should make a bracha asher k'dishonu b'tzuzom b'tzivanu al-achilas matzah every time you eat matzah. On hagah from a rabbi, from a tzaddik. This tzaddik was in that place for a period of time, would make a bracha every time. And you, this Shalom, right, Harav Shalom Gutman, who wrote to the Maharsham, was asking the Maharsham, what do you think of this practice? Because I'm very not comfortable with this. So Maharsham goes through a little bit of the discussion that we went through, the Magen Avraham, the Gra, and other things. And then he writes at the end, I really don't think this is appropriate. Again, it's a discussion. Lefi Shita Sagra. Can you make a bracha if it's a mitzvah kiyumis? That's Yoni's question. For a mitzvah kiyumis, do you make a bracha in general? The Maharsham wrote at the end of the Shuva Lachain, Oso tzadik v'chasidov. That Rebbe and his chasidim, Ein ruach chacham nochemeya. It is not proper what they're doing. V'yesh levat laminok. You should not say al achilas matzah every time you eat a kazayas matzah. It's a mitzvah, inachanami. But you should not be saying a bracha. V'chutz chashash bracha levatala. And you think it's just a concern of bracha levatala. It's worse than that. Because what's going to happen? You're going to say a motzi. And then you're going to say al achilas matzah. That's a hefsek. So it's a double whammy, right? Tarti legreusa, a double strike against. So he says, right? Anir lanias daiti kasafti. I think it's a really bad practice. But again, it's a big discussion within Shita Sagra. The Stechemed, Encyclopedic Works Stechemed has a whole arichas about this. According to the Gra, is there what to discuss that maybe one could make a bracha? I'll just say b'derech, drush v'chasidus, perhaps a reason why you wouldn't make a bracha on a mitzvah kiyumis. What's a bracha about? What's the idea of a bracha? So if you look in Tzidkas Tzadik from Tzadok, in the second piece, he quotes the pasuk, I think it's Divrei Yom, Da es Elokei Avicha v'Avdei. You have to, Da es Elokei, you have to know who Hashem is, and then you have to serve Him. Right? When it comes to being mechanech, a child. When is a child old enough to do certain mitzvahs? When he knows, right? When it comes to brachos, specifically. When do you start to make brachos? When you know who you're making a bracha to. Because the idea of a bracha is da es Elokei Avicha. A bracha causes a person to be aware of what he's about to do. He's about to put on this tefillin. Whoa, stop a second. Why am I putting on tefillin? Let's think for a second. Asher kiddushalim mitzvosim. I'm connecting myself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I was thinking before, maybe you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah kiyumis besides the technical reasons that the Baal Mor is giving us. But it could be, by definition, if you're going out of your way to choose this, then what? You're showing that I acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm just responding to a tzivoy, right? I can be so burdened by the detail of what I'm doing that has nothing to do with the one who's commanding. But if I'm seeking out opportunities to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm looking for mitzvah kiyumis, so then I've already shown da is elokei avicha. I've already made a chibur, das, da is the lashon of attachment. I've already attached myself to Hashem. So it could be I'm just saying, b'derech Jewish. It could be you don't need a bracha by mitzvah kiyumis because you already have that connection. Okay, but this is the sheet of the Gra. Again, it's a discussion already found in Rishonim, and it has interesting implications as far as making a bracha over the course of Yom Kippur. Yes.
It also seems like the possible meaning of Swarming around the Asay Torah that some are focusing on the Dami Chametz.
Right, so that's also, there's a lot to darshan up there. Right? And that goes back to what Ori is saying. Shouldn't we just focus on the Swarming around?
Yeah.
And the Gra's approach is saying, no, you have an opportunity here for Asay Torah, you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Right? And that's the best way to counter Chametz, by involving yourself with matzah. That's the strongest way to guard yourself. Okay, let's bring a proof. Different Svar, different Rishonim, not really Rishonim, different Achronim really, bring proofs from different places in the Gemara for Shitas Agra. Again, this discussion about Bracha in the Rishonim certainly leads into Shitas Agra, the Baal Mor, but some Achronim are looking at, are there any Gemaras that indicate one way or another? So Rabbi Belazon actually pointed out to me a very fascinating Mar Makom, and then I saw other, when I was researching this topic, I saw other Achronim bring this idea as well. And it's a Pnei Yoshua in Maseches Pesachim. What's the discussion? First you have to know the background in order to understand the Pnei Yoshua's comment. There's a Mishnah, not on the page in front of you, Pesachim Chav Ches Omer Aleph. Now, you all know the Halacha, in our minds, our brains are trained. Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. Mutter or Asim? Trick question. Who did it belong to? If it belonged to a Jew, Asim. If it belonged to a guy, Mutter. That's how we paskin. Not all Tanayim paskin that way. Believe it or not, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in that Mishnah, Psachim Chav Chesem and Aleph, is that if Chametz exists in the world during Pesach, it's Asar Bana after Pesach. Pretty crazy, no? That means I can't even go to a non-Jewish supermarket, right? When the rabbi says, you're allowed to shop here right after Pesach, you're not allowed to shop here right after Pesach. Yeah? No, but according to Yehuda, no such thing. If that donut existed in the world while Pesach was in session, that donut is Asar Bana. Okay, again, we don't paskin that way. But in that discussion, in that fascinating discussion, the Gemara in Chav Ches Amud Beis, in source 20, in Pesachim, says the following. It starts to discuss, so when exactly does the prohibition kick in? When does Chametz start to become off limits? So first the Gemara quotes, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Minayin lo'ochel chametz mishesh shos ulamala shu over below sasa. How do you know that if you eat chametz, right, from midday on, Erev Pesach, that you're already in violation of lo sasa? Now, we spoke last week, that's the weird buffer zone that the Maharal was talking about last week. You get stuck in between what? I can't eat chametz, but I can't yet eat matzah. But Rabbi Yehuda says, how do you know that there is such a thing? That from the sixth hour and on, a person is not allowed to eat chametz. Shneamar lo sochol alav chametz. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, whoa, hold on a second. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, v'chiyash shalomar kein. Can there really be this like limbo zone where you're stuck in the middle? V'alo kvar nemar. Isn't there a link between chametz and matzah, says Rabbi Shimon? Who's Stam Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, Stam Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's a Rashi in a couple places in Shas. V'alo kvar nemar, lo socha alav chametz, shivas yamim tochal av matzos. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says there's a clear link between what? Between chametz. There's a clear link between... Oh, you're here for the part that even more you'll enjoy. I hope you would have liked the first part too, but... And catch the punchline. Yeah? So Rabbi Shimon says there's a link between chametz and matzah. They go together. When matzah kicks in, chametz signs out, and vice versa. So, im kein matam lomar lo socha lav chametz, says Rabbi Shimon, b'shosh sheyeshnu b'kum echol matzah, at the time where you're being asked, go eat matzah, you're being told, b'al tocha chametz. There's a strong link between chametz and matzah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, let's think about this for a second. How strong is the link between chametz and matzah? Chametz applies when?
All things.
All Pesach. Kum achol matzah, get up and eat matzah applies when?
First night.
Ah, be'erev tochel matzahs. So what do you mean, bekum tochel matzah? What is the Rishon talking about here? Says the Pnei Yeshua in the second line. Daha b'chol shevas yam eina b'kum achol matzah. Levar milay l'mishona, davi chova, uve'inach reshus. V'alkein tzarech lomar, da'af agav de'inan mitzvah ela reshus. It's true you don't have to eat matzah throughout the course of Pesach. Afilu hachi shayach lishna, di'yeshnu b'kum achol matzah. We can still refer to the entire Pesach, the Chag HaMatzos. The Chag HaMatzos is not just a term used for the first night. We can refer to the entire Chag HaMatzos as what? As being in a state of Kol Echol Matzah, go eat Matzah. Not a Chiyuv. It's a Rishus. But again, you could argue that this sheet of a Rishon Bar Yochai, you could say it's Rishus Mamish, or you could say like the Gra. You could say the fact that we're calling the entirety of Pesach Kol Echol Matzah, go eat Matzah, we're basically saying that what? That for every day of Pesach, matzah is shayach. Kevan dechsiv lahedya, shivas yamim tochel matzos. What's the pasuk in Rei? The Torah wants you to eat matzah. You should choose it. It's the Ratzon Hashem, like the Aruch HaShulchan told us. Seek it out. Okay? So this is one possible source. There are others. There are many others. But this is one interesting source in the Gemara itself, perhaps alluding to Shita Sagra and the Shita of the Balamor. Okay. No shir is complete without a look at the Halak Rambam. I said it a few times this week. You can't give a shir on any topic. You gotta save the Rambam for last. Rambam's always. Because the Rambam was written with Ruach HaKodesh. So you have to save the Rambam for last. Every letter of the Rambam written Ruach HaKodesh. You have to analyze it very carefully. That's why. Many of you saw us to analyze the Rambam more than anyone else. We take the Rambam most seriously. Because the Rambam was written with Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? Everyone accepts that. Good. You should. The Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos, touches on this idea of a mitzvah kiyumis. Not exactly, but before we even get to the Rambam's Shita, Lagabe Matzah and Pesach, let's just see the big picture. Does the Rambam accept such a notion that there could be something where you don't have to do it, but choosing to do it might be recommended, might be something? Let's try to understand. So the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, writes as follows. Yesh mitzvah saseh, sha'odem chayim. The mitzvahs, there's things you're expected to do. Tefillin is a good example. Sukkah is a good example. Lulav, shofar. This is what we call a mitzvah that's a chiyuv. You have to do it. There are some mitzvahs that depend on circumstance. And therefore, in that sense, the mitzvah is not so pressing. It's similar to a reshus, such as a mezuzah. If I don't have a house, I don't have a mitzvah mezuzah. If I don't have a roof, I don't have a mitzvah makkah. If I don't have begadim, I don't have a mitzvah tzitzis. Okay? So the Rambam is introducing us to the concept of a mitzvah where there's a chiyuv, and a mitzvah that's domin the reshus. Now again, he doesn't tell us if you should pursue it. He says you should pursue a mitzvah that's a chiyuv. It sounds like, should I pursue these things? Do I want to own a house so I can be kind Mrs. Mezuzah? Or is that like, that's silly? There's no reason to seek out a house simply to be kind that mitzvah. Should I look for opportunities to be kind the mitzvah? Don't the reshus. So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, source 23, the Rambam tells us, mitzvahs asei min haTorah lecho matzah b'leil chamisha asar. Okay? There's a mitzvah to eat be'erev tochel matzahs. Fine. Then the Rambam writes at the end, when you eat a kazayis, you have fulfilled your chiv. Sounds like, maybe, and this is how some achronim understood it, you eat your kazayis, and that's it. You're makayim the mitzvah, bera tochlu matzos, tochlu achilu mitzvah kazayis, you eat a kazayis, that's the whole thing. If you eat more, you're not going to get anything extra for that. Don't try to score extra points with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You ate your kazayis, and your yotze, anka. I just found late last night, Rav Nosson Gestetner. from Bnei Brak, Zatzah, who had discussed to me one time, the Horus Nasam, on Chomish, in Parshas Bo, he understands the Rambam, the Pashas of the Rambam, he says, Pashas Nira, Dikashaocha Baleel Rishon Shal Pesach Yosem Kazayas Matzah, Ein Bioseres Zo Shum Mitzvah. What's the point of another Kazayas? Hashem asked you to do Kazayas, that's it. Yoitze, good, Berav Tochlu Matzos, Shermiyad Kashaocha Kazayas, Yoti Decho Vaso, Umasha Ochal Yosem Kazayas, Eina El Rishus. It's total Rishus. Not like the Gross said, it's Rishus compared to that. Ikr Chiyav, it's just a lesser Chiyav. No, it's Rishus Mamish. There's nothing to gain from it. But if you look in the writings of the Maharal, and if you look at the Netziv's introduction to his Haggadah Shel Pesach, they seem to both clearly disagree. The Maharal, in the 48th parak of Gevuras Hashem, writes that while a kazayis is the minimum shear, the maximum shear, as much as you want. Let's read three lines from the end of source 25 because we're running out of time. Ki achilas kazayis sh'amru chacham b'chol makom haynu le'inyan zeshe yotzeba. The minimum shear is a kazayis. Avalam ochel yoser akol nechshav achilas matzah shel mitzvah. But the more, the better, says the Maharal. How is the Maharal understanding the Rambam? Go back to the Rambam for a second. The Rambam is making two points. The first point that the Rambam is making is mitzvah asayim in a Torah lechol matzah b'leil chamisha sar. There's no shear, as much as you want. Every bite you eat is be'erev tochlu matzos. Then at the end of the Rambam, the last point he makes is what? A minimum shear. Misha achol kazayis yatzidei chavasa. But the Maharal understood that the Rambam is telling us in his opening sentence, mitzvah saseim in a Torah, the matz on the night of the 15th, the more the merrier. Every additional bite is furthering this mitzvah. Would that be extended into Pesach itself, to the additional days of Pesach, or is it just a continuation of that night? That's an interesting question that the Achronim deal with. The Netziv, in the Imrei Shefer, which is the Haggadah Shel Pesach, in source 26, in his Avdama, he writes similarly, that on the Leil HaSeder, not only should the kazayis that you're eating for the mitzvah be matzah shmura, but as best you can, you should try to make the whole night matzah shmura. Why? He says, Mishum, where it's bolded, dafal gav sheyotzim b'kazayis rishon. Yes, the minimum shear, like the Rambam told us, is what? Is the first kazayis. Mikol makom kol zman she'ochlin ha'reizem mitzvah. At least on the night of Pesach, the more the better. Again, the Gros says all of Pesach, the more the better. But even the Rambam would seem to at least agree on some level that Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, while it has a minimum shear, has no maximum shear. This is a fascinating idea. That if I'm doing a mitzvah, I should do it as much as I can? You have to think about that. Again, the question is about Tosif also. Is there a concern about Tosif if I do more of something? Not I add a fifth parsha of tefillin. Not I add a fifth species to my Dalet Minim, right? But I just want to do more of it. I'll just give you an interesting Mari Makom. The Moru Ketzia. Moru Ketzia is Rav Yaakov Emden Sefer on Halacha, on Arachayim. So Rav Yaakov Emden writes in Tav Kuf Tzadi Vav. Listen to this. He says, When you blow the shofar. So there's Achiv Daraisa, Achiv Darabanan. He says, you know what? The more you blow the shofar, the better. Walk around all day blowing shofar. Every sound of the shofar that you hear is a furthering of the mitzvah. It sounds very wild in the context of shofar. But it's not at all different than what we just learned from the Maharal and the Netziv and perhaps the Shitas HaRambam himself. That what? That while there's a minimum shear, an expectation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you're osek in the mitzvah, the more you try to get out of the mitzvah, the better. All the better. So again, this is perhaps the sheet of the Ram. There's more to discuss here within the Netziv and the Maharal, but as I said, we're running out of time. I want to just conclude. I want to come back to the piece from Rav Tzadok that we learned on Thursday. Because Rav Tzadok told us a beautiful thing. I loved his Lashonos. Rav Tzadok said, yes, it's true. The Chiyav is only to eat at night. But why is it called Rishus the rest of the way, just like the Gra told us? Again, it's really found in Rishonim, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos. Right? It's being Merumz to and in other Rishonim as well. That anytime you choose to eat, it's still a mitzvah. It's not. It's called a reshus because you don't have to. But if you choose to do it, don't think it's a reshus in the sense that it's not a mitzvah at all. And if you remember, Rav Tzadok told us in Pri Tzadok that if a great rabbi would tell you to do something, and we see examples in the Gemara, Right? You find examples in the Gemara, Psachim, the Gemara, and Sukkah, of people being told by Gedolei Olam that such is a good thing, and they ran to do it. So it says in Tzadok, where it's bolded, if the Torah tells you something, Kol shechein achilas matzah kol shiva shenizkar b'torah shivas yam. Going back to the Ibn Ezra and the Chizkuni that we saw about an hour ago, yeah, who say, what about the literal reading of the pasuk? It says shivas yamim. That means Hashem is hinting to you that this is something that He desires. So how could you not get involved with it? How could you not choose to get involved with it? It's an opportunity to get a mitzvah. Hashem is not going to force it upon you, but there's an idea of a ratzon Hashem. I brought along the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss on Chumash Nevarim today, because he doesn't touch at all on this Indian of matzah, but he has a piece in Simin Nun Aleph in Parshas Kisavah, and it's called Ratzon HaTorah, and he develops this idea where you have things where it's not a mitzvah per se, you're not going to count it as one of the 613, but it's a kiyum of the Ratzon Hashem, and he quotes a very well known comment from Rav Chanan Wasserman. Rav Chanan Wasserman in his Kuntres Divrei Sof from Osaf Gimel brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah. You have to know this pasuk. Yirmiyahu Perek Yutes Pasuk He. The pasuk says, the Navi says, Hashem is upset at you because you're doing things Asher Lo Tzivisi. Hashem says that I never commanded. V'lo Dibarti, and I never said them. V'lo Olsa Alibi, and it never entered my heart that you should do such a thing. If you look at the targum on that pasuk, it says, what does that mean? Lo Tzivisi, I didn't command. Lo Dibarti, I never said. Lo Olsa Alibi, says the targum. I never commanded you in the Torah. I never commanded you by way of the Nevi'im. And lastly, lo olsa alibi, lo rava kadamai. It's not my ratzon. So Rav Chanan Wasserman develops this idea, what the Navi is hinting at here. There's a concept of ratzon. There's the Araisa, there's the Rabbanan, but there's also something called ratzon Hashem, ratzon HaTorah, where Hashem says, I'm not going to tell it to you, I'm not going to demand it of you, but I'm going to make it optional. And I think Hashem gave me a nice insight to share with you. Why is it dafka by matzah? This is the famous shita. We talk about mitzvah kiyumis. You stop a Jew on the street who's learning yeshiva a couple of years, and you say, "Give me a classic example of mitzvah kiyumis." You know what he's not going to say? He's not going to say, "Oh, the nitziv at the end of Parshas Kosai talks about meiser behema, right, based on the pasuk in Divrei Yam." Only Rosh Hashanah is going to tell you that. What's the classic person on the street going to tell you? Mitzvah kiyumis? Eating matzah over the course of Pesach. Why dafka by matzah? Does the Kaddish Baruch Hu say, "I'm leaving it in the realm of ratzon"? I love the way the Aruch HaShulchan called it. It's a Ratzon Hashem. Hashem's Megalim is Ratzon that He wants you to eat matzah. Why dafka matzah? You know why? Because matzah is called by the Zohar Kadosh Mechla de Mamnusa. It's the food of Amuna. And what's the Ramban's shita about the mitzvah of Amuna? There is no mitzvah Amuna. The Rambam says the first mitzvah of the Torah is what? To believe in a Kadosh Baruch. The Ramban says it's a Hakdama to call a Torah Kula. It's not in a Lashon of Tzivoy. It's what? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem your God. Statement of fact. Not a command. Not a tzivoy. Hashem just introduces Himself. And the Ramban explains, because if you don't accept Hashem, if you don't believe in Him, so then you're not going to do anything else. It's Hakdama to everything. So therefore, dafka matzah, which is the food of Amunah, you have to choose it. You have to dafka choose it. A little bit be'erev toch l'matzos, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of saying that a little bit, I'm forcing you to believe in me, which is true by every Jew. That's the pintaliyot. Everyone does believe. There's metzias by a Jew that you do believe. But to nurture it through the achilas ha-matzah, it's dafka when a person chooses to do so. And therefore, chevra, you have an opportunity in a few days from now to be mekayim the gra. Go to Olam Haba after 120 and say, I want to collect on the tab of the gra. And I promise you, you're going to be able to collect. Because every kezayis matzah that you eat, it's going to give you more muna. Matzah is called mechla de asvasa, the food of health. It's going to give you more health. It's going to give you more zrizus, because matzah is zrizus. It's going to give you more humility, because matzah is humility. It's going to give you more simplicity. We spoke about the chashivas of a pasha of a yid. These are all the messages of matzah. Every kezayis you eat, you get more of these things. And therefore, you'd be out of your mind not to eat matzah. And I want to end with a fascinating ha'ara that my brother once made in Shulchan Aruch, in source 29. In the Shulchan Aruch, I still got 2 minutes left. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Ayin Hey, there's an interesting halacha. My brother Rav David will point this out. If you eat matzah when you're crazy, achol kezayis matzah v'hu nichbe, namely be'eis shtuso, you ate matzah in a state of Shotek, you're a crazy person. You had a temporary fit of insanity, and then you were healed. You need to eat the matzah again. You need to eat another kezayis. You need to eat another kezayis. So my brother wanted to say, Again, the Gra's minhag was that you sit at the end of Pesach as the opportunity to be mekayim this mitzvah is being taken away from you. You're running out of time. And you want to get one more kazayas, because you want a little more emunah. And you want a little more health. And you want a little more zrizus. And you want a little more humility. Right? And the time is slipping away. And you're eating one more kazayas. My brother wanted to say, that's this halacha. Why? What happens when you eat a kazayas matzah? You get emunah. So what were you like a moment ago to compare it to where you are now? Before you ate that kazayas, compared to your clarity of Hashem right now, you were crazy. You were shote. You ate a kazayas matzah. And now, you have more emunah. But then, you keep creating this process of every kazayas is mechayev another kazayas. To say, oh, well, I wasn't really mechayev before because I was a shochet. Now I'm a birth nama. Then you eat and you're mechayev again. So that's what my brother said. You sit at the end of Pesach, achron shel Pesach, and you keep eating matzah until the time runs out. But this is this idea of trying to chop around, to grab every little bit that you can, to kiss the matzahs, the halig matzahs. What an opportunity. But Tzvi Hirsch of Rimanov, it's brought in Svar. Tzvi Hirsch Rimanov said, if people want to make fun of me, I would take my matzah to shul with me for shachris, for davening, and I would wave it around na'anuim, the same way we do by aluv. And people are going to laugh too much, so I don't do it. But with Tzvi Hirsch of Rimanov, Masharis from Rimanov, we have three traditions in source 30, 31, and 32. In the Imre Devash, it's brought that Rav Avram of Shondishov, Zuchus Yagen Aleinu, grew up in the house of Rav Tzvi Hirsch HaKohen of Rimanov. And he said, I saw many hanagos by him. But one fascinating thing was, ki ba'achon shel Pesach beis nilas achag, hayenoeg lechol yud chetz masos shlemos. 18 masos by nilas achag. First tradition. In the Darchei Chaim B'Shalom from the Munkatcher, source 31, the Munkatcher says, you'd be a fool, in classic Munkatch fiery way, you'd be a fool not to take advantage of this mitzvah. I don't understand why people are not trying to chop around. The Gra tells you it's a mitzvah every kazayas you eat. You'd be crazy not to be eating. What are you filling up on Pesach? On all sorts of other things. Just eat matzah. That's it. And you'll have everything you need. And he brings a tradition at the end. He says, Rabbeinu Hayim Misaper, B'Shem, Harav HaKadosh, Rav Tzvi Hirsch HaKohen, Nagalim Rimanov. Again, from the Rimanover. Shemachmas Chavivas Kedushas HaMatzah, Hayapam Achas Ochel Erech, Chof Beis Matzahs Basah. 22 matzahs. 22 matzahs in a single sitting. Avshapam Acheres Lohaisa Achilas HaMarubah. And anyone who knows Rav Tzvi Hirsch HaKohen of Rimanov knew that he didn't eat very much at other times. So then I went and I looked in the Be'eros HaMayim. The Be'eros HaMayim is the safer of the Rimanover. And in his writings on Pesach, in a footnote, it brings B'Shem Rav Itzchokel Pishavorsk. Rav Itzchokel Pishavorsk was one of the great people who transmitted the Mesorah of Sipurei Chasidim. If you want to know if a story is an authentic story of the Baal Shem Tov or the Maggid or someone, he was the address. He had the most accurate Nuschos of many Sipurei Tzaddikim. And he says that the Shinover, the son of the Divrei Chaim, one time, Sheshavas pam ba'achon shel Pesach etzel Rabbeinu. One time he was by the Rimanover for achon shel Pesach. Va'ochel az besuda mem ches matzos. And the Rimanover ate 48 matzos. And the Shinover said, anyone who eats the matzah because he thinks it's like a cookie or a cake or a nice pastry, right, will never be able to do such a thing. Only a person who eats l'shem shemayim can mekayim such a thing. So whether you eat 18, 22, 48, whatever your minhag is, Rabosai, don't forget what the Chassam Sofer told us. This is the only mitzvah d'oraisa of achila b'zman hazeh, and Amir Tz Hashem, we should take full advantage of it.